Welcome back to the Aussie Prepper channel and welcome back to another video. Now today's topic has been highly anticipated. We're going to talk about self-defense in Australia. Are you allowed to defend yourself? Is there such a thing as self-defense in Australia? Can you claim self-defense in Australia if you have been involved in an incident where you had to defend yourself? The basics of it are, yes, you are allowed to defend yourself. And you are also allowed to defend others, such as your friends or family, or even a stranger, if they are in danger. One important thing to keep in mind, that in Australia, you are not allowed to carry any weapons or implements that you can use for self-defense or for the purpose of self-defense. So you can't be carrying a stick, or you can't be carrying a knife. And when asked about this item, say, I'm carrying this knife for self-defense, or I do have this knife for self-defense. Whereas in other countries like the United States, you are allowed to carry weapons, even guns, for the purpose of self-defense. You are not allowed to do that in Australia. Now, for you to be able to claim self-defense in any situation, the defense has to be reasonable and proportionate to the situation. So for example, if someone comes up and pushes you and that is it, you can't walk over and punch them in the head. Or even if someone punches you, you can't pull out a knife and stab them. That would not be considered a reasonable response for self-defense. So if someone is punching you, you can probably cover yourself up, protect yourself, punch them back, and physically restrain that person to stop them from assaulting you. Or in another case, if that person is assaulting someone else, you can then restrain that person using reasonable force to stop them from assaulting another person. However, you cannot use excessive force. And this is where the problem lies. So you really have to consider if it's worthwhile getting involved in certain situations, because you might end up in trouble for your trouble. So you might end up trying to assist someone, but you're the one that ends up getting charged. And then you might have to go to court and you will have to plead not guilty on the basis of self-defense. And then there's a big legal battle about whether or not your response was proportionate and appropriate for the situation. And let's consider another situation that comes up quite often that I've seen in the past, where someone will be name calling someone or insulting someone or beeping their horn at someone, and this person then retaliates. That is not self-defense. You can't physically retaliate to someone calling you names or beeping their car horn at you or anything like that. You're just going to end up getting charged with assault if you do that. Also, revenge is not self-defense. Self-defense relates to immediate danger. So if someone runs up to you, punches you, and then runs off, if you then chase that person down and punch them, that is not self-defense. You're not defending yourself. You've just gone and chased this person, so you're not in fear of your life. You're obviously chasing this person down and hitting him back for revenge. That is not self-defense. So if the danger has ceased, it is no longer self-defense. So if someone's broken into your house and you end up facing that person at 2 o'clock in the morning in your kitchen, and this person then runs out the back door and tries to escape, you then grab a kitchen knife, chase that person out the door, and you grab that person as he's trying to climb the fence, and you might injure that person or end up stabbing that person or cutting that person, you will be charged. That is not self-defense. The self-defense situation is already over. That person has left. That person is trying to get away from you now. You can't chase that person down, assault them, and then claim self-defense. As much as you might want to do that, that is not a legal case of self-defense. And those sort of scenarios are the reason why people in Australia will often say, oh, there's no self-defense in Australia, you're not allowed to defend yourself. Well, that is not defending yourself. That is chasing someone down and assaulting them. There is a difference, a big difference. It would be a different situation if you confronted that same person in your kitchen and they lunge forward at you in the dark and you just happen to grab a kitchen knife in the dark while you're trying to protect yourself, and as they're lunging forward, they're impaling themselves on the knife. That would be self-defense. You're defending yourself from an attacker in your home in the middle of the night. That is self-defense. If that person's running out the door, the self-defense is over. So just keep that in mind. So self-defense comes down to protecting yourself or others using reasonable force proportionate to the situation that you're faced with, and you're defending yourself or another person from direct danger or harm. Now, you can also defend your property from getting destroyed or damaged. So a perfect situation of that might be someone is damaging your car in the car park, they're smashing up your car, you can physically stop that person from doing it. Again, the force has to be reasonable and proportionate. So you might be able to restrain that person, but you can't be hitting them over the head with a steel pole or baseball bat just because it's damaging your car. And the same thing applies to trespass. So you can be physically ejecting someone from your property, from your home, or from your business if they are refusing to leave after they have been asked to leave. Now, if you are being prosecuted for assaulting another person that you defended yourself against, the prosecutor must be able to show that what you did was not in self-defense, or that what you did was excessive force or went above and beyond the self-defense. For example, the chasing the guy out the kitchen and dragging him off the fence scenario that I spoke about earlier. And the final important point is, you do not have to retreat. It is not your job to retreat. So if you're on your property and someone is confronting you on your property and you're asking them to leave, it is not your duty or your job to retreat from that situation. You are allowed to stand your ground and fight back. And that also comes under the self-defense rule. So this pretty much covers all your self-defense rules within Australia. Even though each state has their separate and own legal system, the rules are basically the same in all states. There's no major differences to self-defense. Now, if you have been charged for a situation where you had to defend yourself and you need to claim self-defense in court, do not try and argue that yourself. Go and get some legal assistance from a qualified legal practitioner to assist you in your case. If you try and argue this matter yourself in court, I don't like your chances. Now, if you've got any comments to make about anything you heard in today's video, leave your comment down below and we'll have a discussion down in the comments section. Now, my videos get hundreds of comments and I do my best to try and answer as many of the comments as I can. If I don't get to yours, I'm not ignoring you. I just haven't found the time to get through all the masses of comments that I've got. Now, if you enjoyed today's video, do me a favor and give me a big thumbs up. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button for more videos from Aussie Prepper. Thanks for watching and bye for now.